You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com. Hi, and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. I'm your host, Louise, and today I've got a brilliant interview for you. You've probably all heard of AI and ChatGPT and Bing, but are you using it to help you study legal English? Today, I'll be speaking to Katerina Chudová on this topic. But before we get into the interview, I just have a quick announcement to make related to client meetings. Do you have client meetings in English, or will you in the future? Do you feel a bit nervous about it and you want to practice the language that you could use in client meetings? If yes, Natasha Costello and I are running an online workshop series called Legal English for Client Meetings. We've got 4 sessions coming up very soon. The first session is called Legal English for Preparing for a Client Meeting. It's happening on Tuesday, the 24th of October from 6 until 7 p.m. Central European Summertime. Workshop 2 is called Legal English for Listening and Asking Questions During a Client Meeting. That's happening on Tuesday, the 31st of October, 2023, of course, from 6 until 7 p.m. Central European Time. Workshop 3 is called Legal English for Giving Advice to a Client. That's happening on Tuesday, the 7th of November, 2023, 6 until 7 p.m. Central European Time. And the last workshop in that series is called Legal English for Explaining a Legal Procedure. That's happening on Tuesday, the 14th of November, 2023, from 6 until 7 p.m. Central European Time. Each session costs 30 euros and you can attend as many or as few as you like. You can come to one or you can come to all 4. So if you're interested, there are still some places left, so sign up today. The registration link is www.tinyurl.com/lawyer-client-meetings. All of the links from today's episode will be in the show notes. Okay, so now I'm sure you're excited. Let's listen to that interview. Today, I'm really pleased to have a special guest on the show, the one and only Katka Chudová. She is the head of the language unit at the Faculty of Law at Masaryk University. And I think of Katka as the guru of fun. She's really innovative. The whole team are really innovative. And today we're going to be speaking about how you can use AI to learn legal English. Hi, Katka. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me. And I hope we're going to have fun.
Yeah, great. I'm sure we will. I wanted to ask you, what are your top tips for using AI to learn legal English?
First of all, I would like to maybe admit that I've been using AI for 9 months only. I started in January this year. And obviously, as I'm a teacher of legal English or English in general as well, I was first thinking about the application of AI in my job from the teacher's perspective, how it can help me as a teacher. But obviously, the deeper I got, the more I understood that it can be a wonderful tool to help anybody learn anything, not only languages, but anything really, anything that you can think of. So the first thing that I tried was learning programming language with it. And then I had the idea of AI being my French assistant, let's say a French tutor. And that's what actually brought me to thinking about how it could be used by my students, how to enhance their learning experience. Yeah, I do have some tips.
Good.
I chose 3 of them to share with you.
Fantastic. And you mentioned there that you first of all started off thinking about how you can use it as a teacher. And Katka gave a really brilliant presentation at the end of the recent ULITA conference, the European League of English Teachers Association conference in Warsaw at Kosminski University in September 2023. And it was brilliant. Everyone was blown away by her fantastic tips for using AI as a legal English teacher. But today we're focusing on you, the students, how you can use it. So
Katka, yes, we're intrigued. I'm sure the listeners are intrigued. What's your first tip?
My first tip is thinking about what my students of legal English deal with in their daily life of learning is the amount of vocabulary they have to, let's say, divide into groups and basically digest somehow and learn and memorize. So AI can really be your assistant with vocabulary and terminology. It can help you create various tables. It can help you sort the vocabulary. It can help you with vocabulary links. That's what I try to, let's say, guide my students to do. Build on one word and derive from that word. Let me think of an example. We spoke about litigation the other day. So then we spoke about litigant, to litigate, litigator, and so on. So we built on that one word. And that's where I see AI as a great tool, because not always do you have a teacher next to you, or you probably don't have that much time or energy to browse all the dictionaries available. So AI is just a wonderful tool that can help you with sorting out vocabulary. It can help you organize the terms into mind maps, diagrams, groups, tables, and then you can build on that. It can actually help you with creating then, let's say, customizable exercises. And it actually brings me to my second tip that I will get to a little later. And the second tip is that it can become your study buddy, actually.
Mm. Okay, so I've got maybe a few questions about that first tip. So thank you. So it's sort of about organizing words that you need to study. For somebody who's listening who thinks, I've never tried AI before, what would they actually do? Would they go to ChatGPT?
So the first thing that you should realize is don't panic if you don't have that level of English yet. Because the wonderful thing about AI or any language model, and I would probably be speaking about ChatGPT or Bing, which is actually built on GPT-4, is that you can actually write the input or prompt in your native language and make it answer in English or in any target language that you want to practice. That's the first thing to realize, because I know that's the thing that deters most people from using it. Don't worry if your English is not good yet, and prompt it in your native language to get the answer in English. What I tried when I was testing it, and I can imagine students do that, is that I just asked ChatGPT to give me a list of vocabulary in the form of a mind map or markdown, which is a magic word, as I like to say, connected to business law, for example, or civil procedure or criminal law, because that's the areas that we speak about with my students. And it was amazing. It really sorted in criminal law, types of crimes, people in criminal law, criminal procedure, documents, punishment, outcome, or whatever. I tried to regenerate the answer several times. And that's another tip from me. Don't be satisfied with the first answer you get, because it can do better than the first answer. And really, don't be afraid to experiment with one prompt and reformulating the prompt until you get the perfect answer. So that would be it.
That's a good tip. So for somebody who's listening, who's never tried AI before, you'd go to ChatGPT. I'll leave all of the links in the show notes. And you have to sign up, of course, but it's all free. You can use the free version. And then you type in what's called a prompt, which is basically instructions. You're asking a question to ChatGPT. So you'd say, give me a list of vocabulary related to whatever it is that you want to study, business law. And then ChatGPT is going to give you a response. And you can then do many things with that material. So Katka mentioned about creating a mind map, creating tables. You can maybe ask it to separate the content into word classes, things like that, and give you definitions. And she also mentioned that if you're not feeling very confident with your English, you can always prompt it. You can write your message to it in your native language and just say, please respond with English, and it will do that. And she mentioned if you get the first answer and you feel like, oh, this vocabulary looks really difficult, or that's not really what I was looking for, just you can ask it again, or you can ask it to regenerate the response and it will keep producing new answers. All right. So your second tip, I think you mentioned something about your second tip there.
Yes. My second tip is use AI as your study buddy. For those who don't know the expression, that basically means a friend that would help you study and you would help him or her. But here, obviously, you don't have to help AI anymore. But still, if you're alone in your studies, that could definitely be your friend, let's say virtual friend. And in legal English and legal work in general, you need to communicate with people. So you can actually instruct AI or ChatGPT, to be precise, to act as somebody. So you can actually instruct ChatGPT to act as a client who comes to you with something, some issue, and you can practice how you would react as a lawyer. And that works fantastically in ChatGPT, the paid version, actually, because there's the free version where you don't get all the features. But in the paid version, you can even use voice operation. So you can talk to it and it can talk back or read back. In Bing, it's also possible. And I actually tested it this morning to see whether this recommendation really works still. So it does work. And it was really creative. So it came with an intellectual property infringement case. And they wanted me to assist them. So that is a wonderful thing, because sometimes it's very difficult to find these case studies, let's say, and being in the situation of having to react and then somebody reacting back and role playing. So AI can be this for you, can be your assistant.
That is absolutely amazing. I've tried that myself, practicing my Italian with it. So I've said, can you act as my teacher and test me on some Italian specific vocabulary and grammar, and it's done that. But in terms of legal English, this is really interesting. Do you know when Natasha Costello and I wrote this book, Practical Language Skills, Practical English Language Skills for Lawyers? It's got a really long title, there's even more, Improving Your Legal English. And we wrote it before ChatGPT came out. You can use it to self-study, but you can also use it as a course book. But to self-study, there's a lot of sort of interactive activities. And in the instructions, in the introduction, we say try to find a study buddy for those activities. And we didn't put use ChatGPT as your study buddy, which we absolutely could say now, because you can really try out those activities. And even, for example, yesterday I was teaching one of my students. She wanted to practice for a job interview. And I think, I don't know if I'm going to have a job at the end of this, because I think potentially there'd be the potential for students to practice those kinds of things with ChatGPT.
Yeah, indeed. Job interviews, that's something that definitely works. Yeah. And ChatGPT is really creative with the possible questions that might come up.
Yeah.
And I bet it was loaded with the, do you want to work for Google book? Or I don't remember the title of it, but it can get really creative in the questions. But again, if you give it a quality prompt and you really specify what kind of job you're applying for, you get fantastic, relevant questions.
Do you think it gives good feedback? My job is hanging on your answer.
I'm sorry, Louise, but it's quite efficient. But as I like to say, there's nothing like human touch.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to go back to the concept of human touch. And there are some things which a human, the real study buddy, can give you that ChatGPT or any other language model or any other AI platform can't. And that's the ability to see body language or to decode the atmosphere or the feelings of the other person. And that's something that AI will never be able to do. And that's what we do in human interaction. So it's very important to bear that in mind, that for now, and it's a little alibi for me now,
yeah,
it can't replace a human. So Louise, don't worry. So far, so good.
Okay,
you're not losing your job yet.
Thank you. You saved me.
And I'm not losing mine.
Okay, yeah, true. Both of us been safe for now.
Actually, because my third tip.
Yes, okay.
Is AI can become your tutor.
Okay.
No, I actually called it AI as your mentor. And I believe mentor might be a better word, even though here I'm on thin ice, really. Because human touch in mentorship is a very important feature. But you know what? We are living in a very fast society or time. And not everybody has the time to have meetings with their mentor and to spend time together. So AI offers just a wonderful, comfortable replacement or so-called replacement of a mentor. And in connection with learning legal English, I was thinking that actually you can instruct AI to act as your mentor and actually guide you through learning something. So you can instruct it. And it's very close to being a study buddy. But when it acts as your mentor, it takes it from a different perspective above you as your supervisor. And you can actually instruct it to give you feedback, to guide you, to teach you maybe four most important or interesting things in certain area, to brainstorm, to check on your progress and maybe test you. So that's another very interesting area that it can really, and I'm really afraid about using the word replace humans.
That's a really great one. So in terms of the prompt, if you were going to ask it to be your mentor, say that you're a law student, you've just started university or something and you're learning legal English, what would you type in to ChatGPT to get it to do that?
As much as possible. And here I wouldn't really be afraid of using your native language if you don't feel that confident in English yet, and really be as detailed as possible and give it some good context. So even introduce yourself, who you are, how long you've been studying, and most importantly, what your objectives are. So what do you want to achieve and how AI can actually assist you? And if you are not sure whether your prompt is good quality, so you can even prompt ChatGPT to generate the ideal prompt, which is another level of AI usage. And that would be a topic for another podcast and a different lecture, let's say. So you can even ask it whether the prompt that you are intending to use is okay and efficient enough to get a reliable answer or reaction. So that's how it starts. Definitely give as much detail as possible about who you are, what your situation is, whether you're a uni student or a practicing lawyer already preparing for some important meeting or negotiation, and it can help you with that. That actually brings me a bit to my first point, because I wouldn't like to limit the first tip, which was vocabulary, only to vocabulary as such, a legal language. But AI is wonderful. And I must say that me as a teacher, I use it very often too, because my time is valuable and brainstorming takes time. So I make it brainstorm useful phrases. So it's not legal language as such, but for example, if you're preparing for negotiation, what are the key expressions or key phrases? Persuasive language, polite requests, polite turndowns. So that's another way AI can really assist you.
Yeah. It's just an incredible tool. And basically, for practicing lawyers or students, if you have a task to do, as Katka mentioned, you know, you need to go into a negotiation tomorrow, you need to prepare for it, and you're thinking, ooh, what phrases do I need to use? What questions do I need to say? What would be a good response if the other side is thinking of doing this? You can ask ChatGPT and just see what it says. And of course, you need to obviously check what it's saying and actually use your brain and consider whether you think it's a good idea. And as Katka mentioned as well, if you want to use it, this third tip, as a mentor, and you're not even sure what a mentor should do, you could, first of all, step one, ask ChatGPT, what would a good mentor for a law student in their first year who's studying these particular topics, what role would a good mentor play? It will tell you, and then you can build on it. Could you be my mentor? Can you ask me these things and help me and give me feedback? It is absolutely brilliant. Any words of caution?
Yeah, don't forget who you are, like who you're doing it for. I've just come from my university class that I taught, and we spoke about AI with my students. And obviously, AI can write an essay for you and write an email. And I'm definitely not against it, because that's the future of communication. And why would you spend your time writing an email when you can prompt AI to write it for you? But when it comes to studying, I always feel like whatever is in your brain that makes you a person. So do you want to be you, or do you want to be half of you only? So that would probably be my message. Don't replace your knowledge with somebody else's words. Let's stay human.
Yeah, stay human, stay interesting. Just mm-hmm. use it as your assistant. It's basically like having a really helpful assistant.
Yeah, that's what I use in Warsaw. AI as a PA of HI.
Yes. AI as a PA of HI, which is artificial intelligence, is the personal assistant of human intelligence. So that's a great way of explaining the role of AI at the moment. Any final thoughts, Katka?
Yeah, actually, sadly, it's not mine. But as I'm a big fan of AI, I actually asked ChatGPT to tell me what they think about my presentation, because I actually do use AI as my PA. So I talk to it and verify things with it. And it told me that, yeah, the presentation was okay. And it also included final thought. And that's something I would like to share with you listeners. AI is a powerful tool, but it is just that, a tool. The heart of teaching and learning remains a human connection, passion, and intuition. Embrace technology, but never forget the core values of education. And I must say, I absolutely loved that final thought, because that's exactly what we should do. We shouldn't forget who we are and what education is about. Yes, we have new tools, but we should use those tools to grow. That's what I tell my students too. Just keep growing.
Brilliant. Absolutely great. Thank you very much. I think that's a brilliant point to end on. And so thank you, Katka. That's really helpful.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. So thank you also to you listeners. I hope you found it interesting and learned something new. And so if you've got any questions for Katka, you can contact her by her university address, email address. Do you want to mention that?
Definitely. It's quite difficult to spell out, but I think you can definitely include a link.
I'll include it in the show notes. Yeah. You can also send me any questions, any thoughts to louise@studylegalenglish.com. So thanks for listening and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.